All right, let's talk about Super Monkey Ball. You know Super Monkey Ball?
Ooh! Oh, yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah,
Have
I
you
know.
played it?
Yeah.
Yes?
I've played a little bit of
Little
it.
bit of it?
I
All right.
played some at a friend's house. I can't remember who. I remember playing it as well.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Peg Pod. The only show where we talk about games so badly that you've dealt with played them. We also can't get through the intro without stuffing up numerous times. I'm Xavier, joined as always by Matt.
Hello,
And today we're talking about Super Monkey Ball Banana Mania.
hello.
You
Okay,
know?
which one is this in the series? Because I know there's at least
This
a
is the
couple.
latest one.
The latest one, all right.
So this is a remake of the first two games and Deluxe. So it's got all the levels from the first two games and Deluxe.
Okay.
But now in HD and not on the
Okay. Have you
GameCube.
played much of this game?
I've played 7.5 hours, and I feel like I've achieved most of what I'm like able to do in this game. Because I'm not the kind of person. This is the Monkey Ball franchise is very much a franchise where you go on to spend a lot of time in one level just doing the same thing over and over again. That's not really what I like to do in video games. So I feel like the 7.5 hours that I put into this game is probably the most I'm going to get out of it,
Fair
apart from
enough.
maybe the mini game modes that I might play with someone at some point.
Okay.
But it is a very good game, and
I'm
it's
glad you said
7.5
that, because
hours.
I would have argued with you on if you said you didn't like it. I would have been pretty disappointed.
This came out at the end of October, I want to say. And it's about $50 on Steam, and you can also get it on
This
Switch
man.
and all the consoles.
Nice.
I'm not much of a person. Like, if I paid $50 for a game and I get 7.5 hours out of it, I think that's fine for me. If I've enjoyed those 7.5 hours.
It's not half bad.
Yeah.
It
I'm
could be
not like,
better, it could
games
be
have to be
worse.
100 hours long.
I
So this
get
game
you.
does have arguably that much in terms of content, or like at least like 40 hours of content in
I mean,
Depends how good you are at the game.
is no. I remember that. I think with an older version of the game, you could have like custom levels. Is that possible on this version of the
I
game?
don't know. That's probably a different version of the game.
Damn.
Like a different game.
Yeah,
Like
probably.
not one of the first two, because I'm pretty sure in the first two, because they came out on the GameCube, and then later there was the Xbox
Yeah, you're
release,
probably
that I'm pretty
right.
sure that these didn't have level customizers.
Really cool if they did, though. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, I'm assuming you know how Monkey Ball controls. You tilt the stage, not the monkey.
I think it's a really cool idea, though.
It's very simple. It's very like, you just tell someone you tilt the stage and they get it immediately.
Have you watched speedrunners play this game?
Oh, speedruns are insane.
It's crazy the amount of momentum that they're able to get.
Speedruns are absolutely insane with this game of Monkey Ball games. I will say that this game does. There are a couple of problems that I have with level design, primarily in Monkey Ball 2.
How so?
So Monkey Ball 2, they set you off on like the starting platform for every level. And they don't do this in Monkey Ball 1. This is just the Monkey Ball 2 thing. And it takes like 3 seconds to get off the platform.
It just feels a
Meaning,
little clunky, but slow.
you're wasting 3 seconds every time getting off the starting platform, and when you have to restart a level multiple times, that's quite a
I mean,
like.
honestly, that's it's obviously you've got a problem with it. I feel like it's minor, but Obviously, with a game like this, which I think has some really good aspects going for it, you can't really not notice the smaller things that just ruin it a little bit.
Yeah, it's a minor nitpick, but then, like, also, there are a couple levels in particular where I think it's especially bad, because there's, like, some cycles in the game. So there was literally one level where, for casual strats, I spent longer waiting to get on the level than, like, spending time in the actual level.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that's kind of dumb.
Yeah, that's fair. That's kind of sucks.
Yeah. This game does have a number of quality of life features, though, to make the game easier for the casual audience, since Monkey Ball games have been known to be very hard. So they've got, like, an easy mode in the game, which gives you twice as much time and allows you to use slow motion.
Yeah.
To help course correct.
I think it's
I like the feature. Yeah. I just wish they wouldn't give me a prompt every time I died for the third time in the level, being like, "Do you want to activate this mode?"
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Although the default option is on no.
Okay.
I feel which is like very good.
That's a good feature, definitely. I think there's definitely a learning curve to this game. I remember the first time I played it.
I think it's just like a sharp cliff.
I was just so slow. And I was like just really slowly tilting everything so I would get through it. But then like as I started getting more familiar with like the mechanics, you know, you start to be able to just really speed through and just use like the holes to like use as ramps instead so you jump up.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I found that I couldn't do a lot of the balancing in this game. I found that very hard. The controls are different in this game from the original GameCube ones, slightly, and that might have something to do with it. The controls have been a bit weird. Might make it harder. I'm not 100% sure.
Mm.
But I did have trouble with some of the balancing stages on this, and I didn't really enjoy those ones. And I preferred the ones that are more like not necessarily high speed, but more like
you can do it high, like, very fast, and
it requires different skills than just balancing at the right time,
I get what you mean.
I think 8 rings would be the best example of a difficult stage that I enjoyed. Which requires you to go like up and down a ring. So you go down one ring and you go up, and then you have to like turn 90 degrees to go down the other ring and up. And you have to do that a few times before you get to the end, and you have to keep the speed up.
You know what this game weirdly reminds me of? Even though I don't know why it does. Trackmania. Do you ever play that game?
Trackmania? I have. This. I can see why you would. You get that. I have played a bit of Trackmania.
You get what I mean?
It's kind of much the same kind of game.
Yeah.
Just the retry over and over to try to get milliseconds off your time.
Yeah.
To complete the level.
And no, I'm probably more familiar with Trackmania than I am with Super Monkey Ball. Is there lots of like weird mechanics that you can use to, you know?
Really your only moving, but you're tilting the stage.
Yeah, so that's the only.
Like, those are the only controls. It's moving the stage and pressing the slow down button if you have that.
So that's probably where they're kind of different, because Trackmania, there's a ton of weird mechanics.
Well, Trackmania you've got like boosters and stuff. You do have. Yeah.
Well, there's all these like local glitches that allow you to. I think it's like this waddle thing, and there's all these different. Like, it's not intended mechanic, but it's just how the physics work, and you're able to abuse them, which is interesting. But I think, definitely a good game. Trackmania and Super Monkey World for sure.
So this game does have... So the way this game's set up, you've got the story mode from Monkey Ball 2, and then you've got the challenge modes from both 1 and 2. So the challenge modes, you've got beginner, intermediate, expert, and, like, master. And, the master levels are insanely difficult, and I didn't get to any of them. I couldn't do advanced. I'm very much, I can do intermediate, and once I get to advanced, I can't do that.
Right, fair enough. I mean, it's a surprisingly difficult game.
Yeah, it is. And, like, you know, if I was a kid with hours to spend, then, you know,
I think
I probably would.
When you watch gameplay of this game especially, you do feel that it's just easy. It's not. It's actually not. It's got some form of difficulty in it.
Oh man, it's very much a drop, but like it's like a cliff in difficulty. Like you go from going super easy into just impossible.
I kind of like that. I feel like it's much more rewarding when you really figure out and you find yourself improving in games like this. Obviously, it's frustrating, but I enjoy it.
Yeah, but yeah. I think, yeah. You can unlock stuff. So there are different modes you can unlock. There's the DX mode, which has all the levels from DX in it.
Yeah.
I was able to complete all but, like, 12 of those levels. The thing about DX was there was going to be a Super Monkey Ball 3, but then it got cancelled. Yeah, so then in DX, they released DX instead, which had all the levels from 1 and 2, and these DX levels.
Wow.
Which there's, like, 46 of them or something, but they're generally more beginner-intermediate levels.
Yeah, okay.
DX levels have quite a bit of problems.
They're just not poorly made, or...?
They're very long. A lot of them are very long.
Wow.
And there are a lot of maze levels.
Just not a fan of a maze?
No. Yeah, but some of the levels are very good. I think the DX levels do a better job of teaching you how to play the game.
Yeah.
Like, mainly because they are the introductory levels, but I think they do a better job than 1 and 2 of teaching mechanics. Like, they have a level... They have a level where you have to, like, they have, like, small little ridges that you have to jump up. You have to run into them at high speeds to, like, get air to land on, like, a platform above.
Yeah.
But, like, the punishment for failing that jump is you just have to go the long way around. You know, and the jumps get higher and higher as you go through the level.
Yeah. I think that's kind of nice.
Yeah. So... Being able to, like, there are a lot of levels that have the safety net, like, that, like, if you fall, there's a platform at the bottom and you can go and try again.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's just a lot nicer.
I think it's kind of, it's a way of just helping out the player to some degree.
Yeah.
Which is,
that's, like, half the levels, and the other half are, like, way too long, and...
just...
So
you get a bit sick of them over time.
Yeah, so I think, well, they're not necessarily hard, they're just too long and cumbersome. So I think DX has some of the best levels in the game, and some of the worst.
So they kind of did it well, but they kind of fucked up. Nothing.
Yeah.
That's not hard.
Yeah. But I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's an additional mode. You've got an additional mode, so you've got a reverse mode, which allows you to play some of the levels in reverse. Some of these levels work in reverse, like, as in, it's interesting, you have to do, like, a different approach in reverse than you have to not in reverse.
Yeah.
Other levels that they have there, because they've chosen 11 levels out of, like, the 200 for this mode, other ones are the exact same. Like...
I feel like... Whenever someone does like a reverse kind of level type shit, I feel like it's kind of always just a way to try introduce more content, which sometimes they work, because sometimes it makes the level much much more difficult and much more unapproachable, just because of the way that the level is initially designed. But the problem is that most of the time it's just like you're just adding this extra content, which to make the game have like more levels, like that's what I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, because you unlock points and then you go to the point shop and you unlock this through the point shop. It's like a nice unlockable to have. I just think they could have done more levels.
Yeah.
than the 11 that they have. So it's like, it's, you know. There are also a couple of other modes that I didn't quite play. One of them is Golden Banana Mode, where you have to collect all the bananas in a stage before completing it.
Yep. Yeah, I've seen
then
that
you've
one.
Then you've got, like, the Shadow Banana Mode, where you have to avoid all the bananas instead of collecting them.
Which I think it's decent. That's kind of good. That's nothing half wrong about that, I'd say.
You can also, in the point shop, unlock a jump thing, which doesn't, like, count towards times towards completing levels, the jump feature, but it just allows you to completely break the game.
Which is always fun.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You can also unlock new characters. You want to know what characters they have in this game? So you've got your typical four monkeys. I forget the names. But then you've got a couple of other monkeys that appeared in some other games, Monkey Ball games. Then you've got Sonic and Tails. This is a Sega property. You've got Sonic Tails, you've got Kiryu from Yakuza.
From Yakuza? Really?
Yeah, from the Yakuza games, you've got Kiryu.
That's funny.
Then you've got the guy from Jet Set Radio. and I think that's all the unlockable characters in the base game. You've also got the consoles. So you've got, like, Sega Saturn and the Sega Genesis.
That's funny. I think it's cute, I'd say.
Yeah, and then there is DLC, upcoming DLC for some unlockable characters in Hello Kitty, some worm from some game, and Morgana from Persona 5.
Right. Yeah.
The cat from Persona 5. Which I think for DLC is fine.
Yeah, nothing crazy, but nothing, you know.
Nothing that I felt like I had to spend my money on.
Yeah.
And it is probably a bit overpriced, but I mean, the game's $50 and you get a lot out of it.
Fun fact, actually, did you know that in Belgium they cannot sell loot boxes?
I did know that. There are no loot boxes in this game.
Good. I hate loot boxes.
As far as I could find.
I feel like it would make no sense if there were. That'd be so confusing.
Yeah. I don't know how they would implement loot boxes to begin with.
It's just like some random, like, banana loot box. Just makes no sense.
Yeah, and you've also this game has removed lives from previous Monkey Ball games. There are no lives in this game. Thank God.
I mean, it's just in trying to make it a bit easier for the player.
Yeah. It is quite difficult. Like, I mean, if there were lives in this game, I wouldn't have gotten as nearly as far as I did in, like, the challenge modes.
It's a hard game.
Yeah, and, like, having three lives would just suck.
Yeah.
Like, you need way more than that. Yeah, that's Monkey Ball. They do have 12 mini-games in here that were in Deluxe, and 11 of them are better than they've ever been, apart from the fan favorite, which is now worse somehow.
It's worse?
Yeah, so Monkey Target sees you rolling down a ramp and then, like, gliding to land on a target to score points. But apparently it's a lot worse in this game because you don't roll down the ramp correctly, meaning it's very hard to get to the target.
Oh, that's funny.
But apparently the other 11 are all great as ever.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's all you really need.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in case you wanted to do that, or just play the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the game's fun, and if you like Monkey Ball games, you'll like this game. Although apparently, some people who are like really big fans of the original are not a fan of the controls, and it's like that's, you know, very nitpicky.
I mean, you're never going to have everyone satisfied with everything.
Mm.
So yeah. It's kind of just a smaller thing. Where, yeah, so what, who cares, you know?
Yeah, well, they're mad that some of their speedrun strats don't work anymore.
Oh, poor you, you know? Figure out another strat, it's not that hard.
Also, if you ever come across, like, a level where the goal's directly in front of you, but there's a bunch of obstacles on the way, just go straight ahead. It works, like, 90% of the time.
Really? Pro yes. Tips, guys, here you go, pro tip.
Just go straight ahead. It's kind of dumb. I feel like they're like, oh, we're going to make this real hard level, but, like, we got to complete it, so we're just going to make it that it's doable if you just go straight ahead from the beginning.
Nice.
So that has been Monkey Ball, Banana Mania.
What would you rate it?
What would I rate it? I would give it, 8 bananas out of 10.
8 bananas out of 10?
Yeah.
That's pretty decent.
Pretty decent.
I would probably give it... Yeah, I feel like that's accurate. 8 bananas out of 10. Pretty good game. I think it's a bit of a classic, honestly.
Mm. Well, I mean, the originals are. This one, maybe. If you haven't played a Monkey Ball game, this is a good place to start. It's reasonably cheap.
How much is it? Do you know?
It's 50. I think I got it for 50, is it?
That's not too bad.
It's about half the price of a regular game?
Yeah, yeah.
You can look now. It's
$48.95. That's not bad.
Yeah. If you've enjoyed this episode of The Peg Pod, please consider supporting us on Twitter at The Peg Pod or checking out our other content down below. I've been Xavier.
And I've been me.
Goodbye.